Hey everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. This episode was actually filmed a few months ago when I was speaking to Louis Delatraz ahead of the Le Mans weekend. Unfortunately, on the last lap of the race, he and his team's car actually came to a halt due to a fault. But this was a great conversation that I had with him just to understand his mindset, how he approaches races, and find out a bit more about him as a person. So please have a listen and enjoy. So, if you don't mind, by just telling my audience a bit more about who you are. I know who you are, but some people may have not watched their TV recently. So, how about that?
Yeah, no problem. So, I started racing in the 2008 or something when I was 10 years old with karting. Did mostly Swiss championships, nothing really high level, but then moved up to single seater. Formula Renault won the championships, NEC and Eurocup, second place in Eurocup. Then I went World Series. First year, I finished second and best rookie, so that was nice year. Then I spent 4 years in Formula 2, and part of those 4 years, I did 2 years in F1 with Haas as a reserve driver. I also tested in F1 and played a big role in developing the car, which in the end it was complicated because there was no budget.
Yeah.
But I could learn a lot in Formula 1, and it was a very interesting time.
Nice. And I mean, so you've done quite a bit, and you've achieved so much, should I say. Where do you see yourself going with your current position? Because I know that you're currently still racing and you're doing LMP2. LMP2 has been quite interesting, and I've been watching you both claim fifth and sixth yesterday. How do you see the weekend going for yourselves, if I'm allowed to ask that question?
yeah, exactly. Basically, I mean, I've done a lot of single seater, as I said.
Yeah.
I got my F1 license, so let's say that I could have driven any time in F1. The main thing that stopped me, okay, not only but mainly is money, because without money in Formula One, you don't do anything.
Yeah.
And I see endurance as a much bigger opportunity. Obviously, we've done very strongly this year so far. We're leading the ELMS Championship. We just did here in Le Mans so far, so good.
Yeah.
But the most important will be the race starting tomorrow. So, endurance brings me a lot of happiness. I'm really enjoying it out there. And I think there's more opportunities with the regulation change to have a long career here. And I'm obviously very happy to be in this situation right now.
No, of course. And I mean, you've got fantastic backing with WRT, and Darry's been fantastic in everything. I've been watching from the sidelines, so to speak. I'm just aware of time, but how do you approach a race weekend? Like, what's your sort of mindset? Do you do track walks? Do you have like a special ritual that you like to sort of focus on?
Yeah, usually I will start with have a home simulator. So I quite enjoy, let's say, play in a way that you can. It's never the same as reality, of course, but you can already get some good rhythm with an LMP2 car or before F2 car, doing some laps in Spa or Silverstone or wherever you're going.
Yeah.
And then I go to the track. Depending this year, I mean, we've done some track walks, but on the tracks that we know very well, like Barcelona, for example, unless something changes or curb changes, we will not do a track walk. Maybe just cycle it quickly or, you know, have a quick look.
Yeah,
as much as it is. And then the post-event meetings with the team, strategy, etc. And then we get in the car, and obviously every session has to be taken professionally and try to improve as a driver and as a setup of the car.
Nice. And I mean, what would you say excites you the most about a race weekend? Would you say it's the strategy side? Would you say it's like the actual driving the car and going up, let's say, like Eau Rouge, for example? Or would you say it's a combination?
The racing, I think, is the most exciting. But for sure, especially here where we are in Le Mans, I think one of the biggest races in the world, pace is not the key to win. Key to win is strategy and reliability, and also no mistake from drivers.
Yes.
So I think this is the main focus. And also what is very interesting is we share the car with three drivers, my two teammates, Ife and Robert Kubica, who has quite some background in racing. And to be working all together as one team, and actually, I spoke to them on Friday, and I said, look, for me, the main thing is I want to give you the car and go to sleep, and I have full trust that the car will come back.
Yeah.
Of course, something can happen, but that's the mentality you should have between the three drivers, and so far we have it.
And I think that's interesting that you touched on trust, because trust in any sort of sport is always important, but I think more in motorsport and team sports, it tends to go under the radar a little bit, but you've just touched on it being quite a key thing of you doing the best that you can, leaving the car in the best preparation that you can, and then moving forward from there. Would you say that also applies to sort of single seater racing as well, or would you say that's more from an endurance perspective?
Single seater is different because you are alone in the car. I've always had that mindset of being a bit of a team player because I grew up into endurance racing with my father.
Yeah.
He was racing. I've only seen this part of his career, not the F1 time. I wasn't born. So I've had no problem with being open and having good relation with my teammates. And I think that that's important. But in single seater, you have to be, if I can say, a bit more of a bad guy and think only about yourself because it's such a difficult world, so much politics as well, that if you're not only thinking about yourself, it's very difficult to move forward.
I think that's quite an interesting take. And I definitely think that you're right in that. I mean, me personally, I don't race. I wish I did. I'm trying to get into track bikes, but that's yet to be seen. So I think just the last couple of questions, because I know we have about 2 minutes left. When it comes to what sort of advice you could potentially give someone who's looking to start their career in racing, let's say like they're 8 years old, 10 years old, even 12, and they want to be the next Louis Deletraz, what would you suggest to them?
I would tell them to first believe in what they dream about, and if they think they can do it, then they should at least try.
Sure.
Being at the top level in any kind of sport is very difficult because there will be a lot of problems, defeats, times where you're sad and unhappy, but it will be also a lot of successful moments. So I think you can always learn from things and start early, always give your best, never regret anything, and see where that brings you.
Nice. That sounded really really polished. This is a bit of practice, but I don't think so. I think that was something which I think I have to take into account myself as well. And just my final question: what advice would you give to your sort of your previous self? Let's say the champion that you are, having been so successful, but now having had all of that experience, what advice would you give to your former self in terms of how to approach racing in the future?
I think I would tell myself to, on some details when I was very young, to always push harder and to the limit of it, that it's on training or also on the mental aspect, that nothing will be given to you by someone, you have to earn it. And sometimes this cost me a bit, obviously not so far, I'm very happy where I am.
Yeah.
But I think if you look back, there's always some things you can improve on yourself, and don't rely too much on other people to give them for you, because it doesn't happen.
Yeah, no, fair enough. And thank you for such an honest answer. I really appreciate that, and I'm sure my audience would. Those are all the questions I have. And I'm aware you have about 4 minutes, but do you have any questions or anything else that you'd like my audience to know? Are you okay for now?
Well, thanks for that. It was very nice to speak with you. Questions, no, but for sure, Indian F1, F2 or endurance racing is all the same world. And I have to say, I really enjoy my time here. So I definitely don't regret leaving the F1 circus.
Nice. Nice. But so thank you so much for me. And thank you, Daria, for your time. And I'm sure we'll keep in touch for the future. But have a wonderful, successful weekend. And I'll be following from the sidelines.
Oh, you're back.
Yes, sorry. Hello? No, I was saying thank you so much for your time. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend and a successful series.
Thank you very much. Great to speak with you.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Miles.
Bye.
Thank you both. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a nice day. Ciao.
Ciao.
Bye.
Bye-bye.